Hey, what's up? This is Rob. I'm the founder of Not Just a Phase, and I got a few quick announcements here before we start today's show. We've now monetized our airwaves and our ad space on Instagram. So if you think your brand or product would make sense to work with us, please shoot us an email at notjustafacesubmissions@gmail.com. If you don't like listening to ads, feel free to subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/notjustafaze worldwide. It's ad-free, it's got video podcasts and a bunch of other exclusive content, and it's only $2 a month. Today's episode of Not Just a Phase is brought to you in part by Pugdale Fest 2. Welcome to Pugdale. In Ferndale, Michigan, on June 28th to the 30th, don't miss your chance to see over 150 amazing live bands, including some friends of ours we've had on the podcast previously, like Short Fictions, Dreamwell, Kerosene Heights, Heavenly Blue. The festival's going to have an art battle, short film fest, some comedy showcases, and a bunch of other stuff. Their flyer is pinned to our Instagram page at Not Just a Phase Worldwide, and you can use code NJAP2024 at the checkout, and you'll receive a discount on your ticket purchase. So now let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, trans and non-binary punks of all ages and denominations, welcome back to season four of Not Just a Phase. Thank you for letting us do this for 4 years now. It's absolutely crazy. Thanks for joining us on this crazy planet we call Earth. And let me get the plugs out of the way real quick. If you're new around here, we're online at notjustaphase.net. We're on Instagram and TikTok at notjustaphaseworldwide. We occasionally tweet some nonsense and memes at NJAP Worldwide on Twitter. And you can come see our faces for most of our podcasts, except today. And a bunch of bonus content on patreon.com/notjustafazeworldwide. Today we got a co-host joining us. Vicky's back on the mic, so you know that means our mic is back in Italy. Usually anyways. So welcome back to the microphone, Vicky. She's
Ciao.
doing memes at Screamo underscore affirmations. She's booking shows at RMSKRMZ out in Italy. She's a music journalist writing for multiple magazines and now the vocalist of a crazy band called Rescue Cat. She's our Screamo aficionado and Italian representative, and we're always happy to have her on the microphone. And she's going to introduce our guest today.
Hello. So, a crazy part is that two other members of Rescue Cat are here.
Oh, no way. I had no idea. That's awesome.
But other than that, our next guest, I'm going to be like all David Letterman for this one because I'm reading straight from the. Wait. Our next guest is a new gen Screamo outfit spawning from all the way in Brianza, Italy. Futura is one of the most beloved Itascrams bands born out of the post-pandemic resurgence. What's all thanks to the memorable sing-along vocal lines and an intricate, charming guitar work. We welcome them at Not Just a Phase to discuss their latest split, which is called the split. It's one where they depart from their early sounds to venture into some of the most abrasive, harsh screamo to come out this year. So please welcome Sandrino, Buzzi, and
Ciao.
Ruggero.
Hi. It's a pleasure
Ciao.
to be
Ciao. Welcome to the show, guys. How's everybody feeling today?
Oh, good. Well,
Useless day for me. Just video games.
yes.
Just video games, and now you're ending it off with a joint, I see.
No, it's a cigarette.
Oh, okay. I saw you rolling it. I just assumed it was a joint.
It wouldn't have been a wrong assumption. It's not like they
Yeah,
don't
most
usually do
people don't
that.
roll their cigarettes, right?
With a podcast voice.
With a podcast voice. Okay,
Yeah. With your most professional,
I'll be professional. Hi, this is Luca from Futpurana, and you're listening to Secolo. This is now what the fuck should I say?
No,
That was actually so good.
recisione,
After you do the song title, You say the song title and you say, and you're listening to Not Just a Phase, or the song title on Not
Okay,
Just a Phase.
sorry.
Yeah. You got this.
I should write it down.
Hi, this is Luca from Furana. You're listening to Secolo.
Is that a rolled cigarette or is that a fucking joint? Don't lie to me. There better not be any illegal drug use on this podcast.
I won't say anything.
So I'm doing this. I'm doing this. We can say it together. Hi, this is Lello from Putpurana, and this is Recisione, and you are listening to Not Just a Face.
For the listeners, if you guys could state your name, which I will never be able to properly pronounce, and what role it is you play within the band, just so everyone kind of like knows your voice.
I'm Sandrino, and I sing, kind of, scream. I'm the vocalist.
I'm Luca, and I play bass.
I'm Ruggero, and I play one of the guitars.
Left or
Holy
right?
shit.
Left.
Left or
Left.
right? There's a Luca in the band. The theory checks out, Vicky.
Yeah,
yeah.
Always, always.
All
It's
phase.
infallible.
Awesome. Do you guys listen to any podcasts in your free time?
Yeah, these ones.
Yes, yeah.
This one?
Probably it's the only
Yeah.
one.
No kidding, eh? Well, I appreciate that. So outside of like the band, what kind of hobbies do you guys have? Is it all just music and I guess video games, you said, Sandrino?
Yeah, basically I'm obsessed with music, so all my free time I spend all my free time in music related to business, like organizing shows, listening to music, obviously writing music with the bands. But video games is my passion too.
Yes.
Yes, for everyone, I guess.
Yeah, I think if you play this kind of music, you are obsessed with this stuff.
Yes, you have to be a nerd, basically.
I definitely back that.
We all are.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely the main hobby, and once you're in this game, you're fucking stuck. There's no getting out. So, can you guys explain the band name, since I cannot pronounce it and have no idea what it means, because I don't
Please
speak any
try
Italian?
it.
No fucking way. I heard you say it, and I was like,
Come
nope.
Not
it's
Italian.
not
It's
even,
not
it's not
Italian.
even Italian.
It's not?
It's a Croatian word that stands for the way of the turkey, the street of the turkey. Because during the pandemic, me and Luca were used to hang out in the woods, because we live in a small town, really small town, that has a small woods. And every time we were hanging out there, we were writing the Putpurana album, and we were trying to find a name. And we just translated a lot of words, a lot of phrases, whatever, and then in random languages, because it was our inside joke to find the name of the band. And then a day, Luca translated La Via dei Tacchini in Croatian, and we were like, Putpurana, oh my god, this shit is hard.
That's so jokes, an Italian band with a name that's not Italian. I think David Norman from Zagama Beach brought up this they call it the Screamo curse, where you don't know how to pronounce a shitload of Screamo bands because they're international, and or you've never heard them say the band name on any press or anything, right? So you're like, yeah, the Screamo curse. And I looked at you guys' name, I was like, I have no idea how to pronounce that. I'm
but
leaving that one to Vicky.
Like, even in the rain, like, nobody really knows if it's rain or Ryan, or I even heard somebody pronounce it as Ryan. So it's like, it's a curse with every single, like, no matter the language, we really don't. It's always like personal interpretation of the band's name. With Putpurana, it's the same, because lots of people pronounce it as Putpurana. So nobody really knows what it actually is. Yeah.
This is news to me.
Saezia.
Saezia. Because
awesome.
You studied Latin. Exactly. I'm a Latin enjoyer, as you can see.
I love Seisha. So during the introduction for the band, I mentioned you guys come from Brianza, which is an imaginary kind of non-bordered region from which you guys all come from, which is mostly suburban or rural. So was music something you guys did to fight the boredom that comes from living somewhere distant from the larger city life? So like, you guys were not from Milan, you weren't really like close to any city, you were from this like weird kind of an industrial slash rural region. So what did you guys do to hang out there? Can you explain Brianza to a non-Italian, non-Brianzolo person here?
I think we should explain Brianza to Italians too, because it's something weird. But fate pure voi, raga. Volete definire la Brianza?
I like to say that Brianza is queer, because you have to feel to be a Brianza person. It's not about borders, about because it's not geographically defined. So you have to feel Brianza inside. And this means also for the music. Because there's nothing to do in Brianza. Nothing. There's only this place we are in now, that is a cultural association, Mondo delle Uova, rehearsal room / events, whatever. So there's really nothing to do. So if you are really into music, probably some days you will discover Screamo, or just cursed music.
Yeah, that checks out. So at some point you guys all got a car and you finished high school, and you started hanging out post-pandemic into the scene, which is the same scene I come from, and we kind of met there, and we shared spaces and experiences with other more experienced people who have been doing this for longer and have taught us a lot about how to preserve the spirit and the ethics of screamo, punk, DIY, hardcore, whatever you want to call it. So what do you think are some of the similarities and the differences in how screamo and DIY were done back in their days versus the way we do it now?
I think back in the days, I remember some screamo shows before the pandemic, and we were really few people, and everyone was over 30 years old. When I started to go to shows after the pandemic, one of my goals in as a person organizing also shows and doing other stuff was to involve younger people in the scene. It was really one of my goals. Also in this place, we were like, maybe we need new people. How can we reach new people? Probably the one that are having a driver license right now. So we started to involve younger bands, basically, and we were one of the youngest, because we are now, everyone is 25, more or less, like the average. To 20, how old is Pietro? I don't know.
22,
24, 25, 26, 29. So whatever. We are above the 25 as the average age. And we started to involve like 18, 17 years old young punks, and not just make them come to shows, but trying to say, hey, who are you? Let's talk, let's speak about this. This is cool. How you feel in the scene? How you felt the show? Like this kind of stuff. And the other people before us, I really don't know how they managed with this, like to involve new people, but I don't remember anyone from the older scene, just few people that we are, that are still in the scene, that are also great friends, and they are involving us as younger people too. Yeah. So I don't know, the ethics I think is the same, because we really believe in DIY and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know, maybe the ethics, the values of everyone stayed the same, also because of a legacy probably.
Real quick, what's your promotion called? Like, do you have an Instagram page, or just like what the promotion's called, if you want to plug that?
This place we are organizing, like where we are now, is called Mondo delle Uova. That means the world of the eggs. And it's a 25 years old association in Brianza. And the booking in Milan for screamo shows is Ali di Cera DIY.
Perfect. I know exactly how to spell it.
We organize bands.
I'm gonna spell it out for you and send it to you. Don't worry about it.
We'll put it in the bio or something. Yeah.
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 So I remember all of this, to be honest, because I was kind of just getting started being involved in scene stuff when Pupurana was formed. I remember, I feel like the main difference between then and now is just mainly how we use social media to promote bands and events now. That's like, that has to be like the striking difference. Because like Ali di Cera exists and thrives mostly because of everyone's personal involvement in Instagram. And bands also now only need an Instagram account to survive in Screamo, at least. But so you guys came up, which year was it with the first record? 2021?
2021.
End we start 2021. Yeah.
So you did.
We started playing together in 2020.
So formed in 2020, 2021.
Yeah, the end of 2020. Yes.
Sospinto da una massa remota comes out. Crazy, crazy. It was like you weren't here, Rob, but I remember it, and it was like the first time any kid, like any person that was not like a million years old, tried to do this.
Yo.
And like you could feel it. Sorry, you could feel it, because we were like all coming from, you know, the staples, so it was obvious that all of us really liked La Quiete, Reina, Shizune and Oine, of course, all of those. There was one band that I also, which is the band that Luca is wearing a shirt from now, Decasi, which was also a younger Screamo band. But Purana was kind of the one I discovered that Zoomers could do Screamo through. And it was kind of a cultural reset because it was so relatable to me, because I was also like the people that I met at festivals and shows. It was like my friends and my friends in the bands. And so it was like kind of a little Zoomer cult for a little bit. And it was super memorable. And the songs were like generational hymns for the younger Screamo gang post-COVID. So much that they played like a million I'm not kidding. They played a million fucking times in Milan for sure. And then they did so much touring. And it was always like stacked. Everybody knew the songs. And it was very nice to witness. And then they went on a break for a while, and now they did a split. I mean, they've been working on the split for like a million years, because I remember it was like 2 years ago that Sandro started mentioning it, but that whatever, now it's out. And you guys did a split with a band from France, Tromblon.
Tromblon.
Very good. And you made a bilingual record. So question is, after complimenting you for an hour, what exactly was the plan or the vision to make the music from both bands sound as cohesive as it is, even though it's in two different languages, you guys have two different styles, if there even was a plan? So how do you make a split with a band with people you haven't ever like even met in real life, and you make it happen?
Chi vuoi rispondere? Io?
Vai, vai.
Vai.
I start from the beginning, because I'm a Screamo digger, basically. I just like to dig into Screamo a lot, not even other music, just I have to know every band. And seeing Rain and Aitro split was like, maybe we have to do a split with a French band. And so I started and I discovered Tromblon, and I was like, this band is crazy. We already had a French song, I think. Maybe this is the reason we had this French
it
song.
Was one of the reasons, I guess, the old reasons.
So I just asked them, and we just communicate for 2 years by emails. No other, no WhatsApp, no Instagram, no phone calls, just emails to plan everything. So I think emails made the split work. Like we just communicated this method that you have in front of your face all of the informations. Because you cannot avoid anything, because you have to speak with the people you are going to tour the next year, maybe, or in 2 years, happened this. So you have to be very precise. And when you answer and you got answered, you have every information in front of your face, and so you can plan what to do with songs, with arrangements, with touring. It was fun, and Tromblon are amazing band, so check them out.
Yes.
And we played the one song of the split, the third show of Putpurana, I think. The second, if we don't count,
that's
the
crazy.
One here.
You mean Paisage?
Yeah. Malbarios.
Mado.
That's crazy. So, off script, just to plug the artist, you guys, like the cover art from the split is really good. So can you quickly just tell us what it is? What is it that you wanted to go for when you decided on the cover, and who was the artist behind it?
Robert, is he blocked?
No.
No, I'm here. I'm just letting Vicky take the reins.
Okay,
here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Camera was freezing.
Yeah. Oh, it was freezing? Yeah, that'll happen.
Okay.
The artist of the cover art is Mia Werther on Instagram. And we spoke with her first, asking, hey, we have this. I will send you the lyrics of both of the sides of the split. And she said to me, okay, I have stuff in my mind. I have a bunch of projects. I have my own project. Because she was getting a degree in a university or art school, or I don't know. And she proposed us a few stuff. Like, she sent me a crazy, like, I think something contemplative, meditative. And I like, go for it. We suck in visual art. So... the process was just maybe layer more stuff. We need more chaos on the wiring, and that's it. It's like a Xerox, but more black Xerox.
Yeah,
I think the only thing we told her was just it needs to be a mess. It needs to be chaotic. And that's
yes.
It.
Yeah, she does all sorts of like collages. So shout out Mia Werther, really good artist. About the music itself, did you guys have any? I know that it was written across like a long span of time, so you might have changed like musical taste over that time. But if you were to name like a few inspiration bands or references in general that you took from, who would it be?
Vai, parla.
Band, personalmente, I don't know.
Yesterday we spoke about it, come on.
You know.
Tell them what we spoke about it.
But what?
Your favorite guitarist.
Ah, shit. Okay. Vabbè, the fact is that when I started playing with Putpurana, I didn't know anything about Screamo and post-hardcore. And so my references were like Blink, Y80, come cacchio?
82.
Varg, Vikernes, Burzum. And I don't know what else. And yes, so in fact, during these years, we managed like to use different, come si può dire, cacchio, different, raga, sono mega
italiano.
Influences.
Influences, yes, from like other screamo and other music that we like. I mean,
And for this split?
for this split, I don't know. What do you think?
What do I
I
think?
think we wrote this not every track, but they are all from 2021 and 2022, and the songs were sounding more European screamo. And then before recording the songs, we just said, okay, maybe we will arrange a bit more the songs. And we had basically blast beats and more chaotic part. It was like merging the screamo we will like more, we are liking the most right now. So American a new wave of screamo. With the European classic, the Secolo song was called until
Yeah,
2 weeks before the release of the split, Dai Trovata.
yes, Dai Trovata had this influence.
Yeah, Dai Tro, for
Yes,
sure.
and the other one was called the Stairway to Heaven, right?
No, the no, Stairway to
It's
Heaven, it's.
another upcoming song.
Yes.
Oh, not out yet. Sorry. And
Spoilers,
I don't
Ricky.
know.
Spoilers.
Oof.
See.
Stairway to Scrumps, we call the new song. Yeah, you're not
It's
ready yet.
not new. The thing with them is
No.
that nothing is new because they've been playing for 2 years the same like new songs, and then they come out and I already know them because they play them 15 times.
But we are working on new stuff for real.
And we won't play it.
We won't play
We won't
it.
play it until it's
Yes.
released.
Maybe just sometimes.
Maybe,
Maybe.
maybe.
Okay, so.
The less new stuff is upcoming. We are recording in August.
Okay, we'll ask about the new stuff later. So no spoilers yet. You guys recently brought this split with Tom Lohan on tour across Europe. So I was going to ask each one of you, do you have a favorite show or tour memory together?
The favorite show, I think it's the same for everyone. The Milan show.
Milan show.
With Fred Buddy.
Your favorite? Okay.
No, it's not. Okay.
For me, I don't know. I have to think about. But I don't know. All the shows with Tenue.
No, the tour.
Di questo in generale. Okay. Allora, sì, cazzo, anche per me. Cioè, per il body.
Yes. And I really enjoyed Saint-Imier in Switzerland, in French Switzerland. Yeah. We played in a crazy place, in the craziest place maybe I've ever been. It's resembling this place because it was like a anarchic library in a old chalet in the middle of the smallest city ever, where happened the first internazionale, international. I think it's the same everywhere, but with this big room for shows, with apartments, crazy place. And a lot of drinkings. But yeah, seeing people in our hometown, because we are from Brianza, not from Milan, doing sing-along with all the songs in a place we were not playing for a year. It was incredible, and sharing this with Tromblon and Frailbody and Knoll also was incredible. And favorite memory? I don't know.
Getting fined in Switzerland.
This is the worst memory. But the day before, maybe, the Saint-Imier in general.
Yeah, we got fined in Switzerland for the excessive weight, because our van weighed too much for the fucking cops.
That's a thing.
So we got fined 1,500 euros. And the same thing happened to Frailbody and Knoll the day after.
Yes.
In the same place. Amazing story.
So you got two fines?
No. Yeah, I mean, we got one, and when we play in Milan with Frailbody and Knoll, they also came from Switzerland, and they got fined too in the same place, but we got stopped like the day before.
Jesus Christ! For everyone at home who's trying to do the math, I just did on my phone. 1,000 euros is $1,488 Canadian dollars.
Yeah, it's the same in dollars.
Which probably means nothing to anybody because no one cares about Canadian dollars. But I was curious how heavy that fine was. I should have done USD. That would make more sense. Let me do USD. I want to see how heavy that fine is because that's fucking
ridiculous.
This
is me when watching Squid Game translating Korean currency into euros.
It's fucking crazy.
They wanted to ruin our tour, but they couldn't. We are too strong.
That's crazy. Well, before I dip into my questions, I got a bone to pick with Vicky, Mrs. taking fucking pictures of me while I'm on the fucking podcast. Puts up a still frame of me looking like I eat crayons and can't tie my own shoes. I'm like in the middle of making some face. Of course, she posts out on Instagram.
This always reminds me of that.
You didn't want to come on the camera, but it's always fine to take a bad picture of me and post it, eh?
What was the picture of me dead on the toilet not available?
Jesus Christ. Well, you guys are relatively... Oh, yeah, go ahead. Good. Go ahead.
So my close friends. Nobody's going to know.
You guys are relatively new as a band, right? So What band haven't you played with yet that you'd really love to share the stage with?
La Quiete.
Naturally, naturally.
Orchid.
Yeah, I guess that's something
in
that you can say now.
Italy, I don't know. We played with just with Shizune. We haven't played,
Yeah,
probably.
yeah. True.
But
Well,
with
like
the
outside of
others,
Italy.
outside of Italy,
Yeah.
Outside of Italy, I would really love to play with a band called Diana Krall.
Ah, incredible.
Diana
I don't
Krall?
know. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool. I haven't heard that name in a minute,
Yeah,
actually.
that
That's a cool band.
yeah.
I don't know if they're
Primus
still a band.
Scrivo.
I don't know if they're still a
Yeah,
band.
No,
yeah. Yeah, they
no.
are. They're
Yeah,
members
I
from
think
another
so.
band too. Because
Okay.
Massanera mentioned them to me the other night.
Yeah,
Ah,
because
okay.
they released a split with Frail Body and Infant Island.
Ah,
Sierra Duo.
yeah.
Yeah, but that was a while ago. Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was a while ago.
Yeah.
2018, maybe.
It's also pretty safe to assume anybody who's in a screamo band is already a member in another screamo band,
Yeah.
given
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the
yeah. I
limited
think
knowledge.
I'm the only one here that has only one band.
Really, eh?
I mean,
Man, what's that about?
this
You gotta
fucking
get more
guy
bands.
plays in three different bands.
What three?
I play in Rescue Cat with Vicky and Ruggero, and
Okay.
Ifinnegans, that is death pop Italian music.
Okay. So you
I
guys said you've heard the.
play.
Yeah, go on, go on. I'm cutting somebody off here, right? No, we good?
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So you guys have heard the podcast. I usually throw in a couple dumb questions at the end. But one of the last semi music related questions is like, every band's done a reunion basically in Screamo since the pandemic and hardcore in general, right? Is there any band that hasn't done a reunion show yet that you'd love to see? Like, actually do it?
La Quiete.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, La Quiete.
Just
Yeah,
the
so
fail-safe
molto
answer.
effettivamente. I've been in New York to see
Okay.
Orchid reunion show with a friend. So Orchid is already checked on my list.
And for me also Batien, which is an awesome Italian band that I never managed to see live.
What
And
band? Sorry, I didn't hear you there.
Batien,
Okay.
it's an
I don't
Italian
know them.
band. Now some of the members of this band play in another band called Noverte, which is awesome.
Oh,
And
yeah, we interviewed
Batien
Novert.
was maybe something
Yeah.
else.
Yeah, we had them on the pod last season, Vicky? This season? No, last
Yeah.
season. Last
Yeah,
season?
you had them
Yeah, yeah.
on the vault.
Yeah, they rip. That's a good album they put out. Cool. So, on to the stupid questions. You guys have heard the podcast.
Yay.
What's the most illegal or dangerous thing that you've done in your life that you're willing to put on a public podcast?
La cosa più stupida che abbiamo
Più
fatto
legale.
legale.
Don't criminalize yourselves if you guys are trying to plan to cross a border. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can keep it to nothing.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Ah, we are good guys. We are good guys.
Oh,
I'm a good guy too. It doesn't mean I've never broken the law. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, probably
Bouchardi.
it's just joints related stuff.
Just pot? Fucking goody two shoes, eh?
No,
What, sorry?
we got how do you say? It's not like we did dumpster diving, but we got food from the dumpster section of a supermarket.
Are you aware with
Yeah.
us?
I was with Sandro and we drove there and our friend climbed the fence and then the cops came and he couldn't get the bread, but they did one time. And we had pizza and bread from the dumpster of the supermarket.
That's
Literally,
illegal?
I was with you.
Yeah.
No
We
way.
I was with you
we
for
did
this.
a couple of times.
Yeah, if they're gonna just
Yes.
throw that shit out anyways, and if they bag it nicely, it's not like a.
Exactly. It's brand new. So, like most stuff they throw out is perfectly like safe to consume, but they
Yeah, it's
just
just saved. Just
Yeah.
saved from capitalism.
That's it. That's it.
But it's illegal,
Liberation.
unfortunately.
Liberation.
And also we stole glasses and forks and knives and cutlery from restaurants.
In
In
Berlin.
Berlin, yeah, as a
Because they were
souvenir.
like, yeah, I was gonna say, because they're a souvenir, like touristy, or you just desperately needed some
Yeah,
cutlery in the
yeah.
van, or what?
Because
Yeah.
Sandro
No,
had just moved
I was moved.
to.
Exactly.
We had a bar implement. I don't know if you guys have them out in Italy or anything. They're called schooners. It's like a big fucking
Screwing
beer mug, and it can hold like, I don't know, 2 pints in it. You guys know what I'm
No,
talking about?
no. Yeah. The big glass, you mean, huh?
Yeah. Huge, huge fucking glass. Yeah, it almost looks
Okay.
novelty, right? So when they first put them out in my shitty little hick village, I was like 19, which is legal drinking age around here, and we started hucking them over the fence into the bush. And by like the end of the summer, we had like 50 fucking schooners and had like a big party with it. It's pretty stupid. Definitely stolen a lot of cups from restaurants. That's good.
It's
Glad
like
that's in.
your own way to collect stamps.
Exactly. So, assuming none of you guys are pacifists, if you could punch anyone in the face as hard as you can with zero repercussions, who would you punch and why?
Il milanese imbruttito.
Who? I don't know who that is.
It's a guy doing Milanese accent on the internet, like so
Wait, so
I will punch him.
he's like mocking the Italian accent then?
No, he is from Milan and he's joking about his accent, and I would punch every person doing irony just with the accent
You
because it's
know,
not
Rob,
fun.
how like in Los Angeles, there's the Valley Girls, and they're like, "Hi, how are you?" That's kind of the same in Milan. They
Yeah.
have that kind of personality where like their whole thing is just speaking in an annoying manner
Right,
and
right.
being like very, very frivolous and superficial and money greedy, money
Yeah,
hungry.
yeah.
That's the
Okay.
Milanese imbruttito, kind of rude and rude and annoying. And that's a character this person plays on the internet.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of a
Jeez,
valley boy.
I didn't even
On
notice an accent. It's weird.
yeah,
Them?
we have a lot of dialects, so
Yeah, I'm probably
dialects in Italian has strong accent.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, some of my international listeners say they can hear my Canadian accent, which I can't, so I don't
Same. Yeah, I can.
know. Well, what music do you guys listen to that could be considered a guilty pleasure? Like, if you don't believe in guilty pleasures, what's the music you listen to that like we wouldn't expect you to say, put it that way?
If
You look like you already
reggae,
know. What?
yes, like if reggae is a guilty pleasure, so I'm guilty. No, I
For
like
real. Arrest
reggae.
me.
Well, sometimes I like to listen. Oh, I need to chill sometimes. Okay. And also all pop punk, black metal. For someone is a No, die. Pop punk is more guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Whoa, there's nothing wrong with pop
Good.
punk.
Yeah, for me too, pop punk,
Yes,
because
yeah.
it was kind of the first music I ever listened to. I mean, I like discovered Green Day, Sum 41, and Blink when I was like 13, and I was like, wow, best music ever made in history.
Maybe the first
So I'm
music
still.
sorry the first music we are more I think we I started to
to be interested. I don't know, to explore more, because I don't know if for you it's the same, like the first time that you basically started to explore a new genre.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it all started
Sevenfold.
From that. Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold was the first concert I ever went to.
Yes.
That's very cringy. Thank you for admitting that.
Yeah. I'm proud of that.
They were good up until, like, I'm good in the sense.
Yeah,
that
and
I
went to the worst tour ever when they were already sucking. I went
like
to the King Tour. They were already.
Say, like,
yeah.
No. Once that album with
Metallica ripoff, the best.
Once that album with Backcountry came out, I was over it.
Yeah.
Crazy. I love that one.
Ew, that sucks.
They were the first masculine presenting, like, buff dudes I was ever attracted to that didn't look like women.
Sevenfold, didn't they do like the whole mascara shit and like face paint?
Yeah, but I found out about them when they were already over. Then they just looked like Republicans.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say, I know in their early days they were doing like heavy eye makeup and shit.
A little bit, but they were the first like people with muscles that I was ever introduced to in the media, and I was like, wow, these people have arms.
Oh my god. Fucking heartthrobs of Vicky's teenage years. That is cringe.
With
the
bandana shit, that shit goes hard. I would wear that today.
No.
Bandana.
No. Oh.
Okay, so
yeah.
Can you guys give any shout outs to local scene projects, any venues, bands, workers, just realities that you want to give more attention and lights to?
Shout out to Mondo delle Uova, for sure, this place. To Pelle, working, not working, it's just free time work, obviously. Working in Cox 18, that is COX. That is a legendary venue in Milan. It's a squat in the center of Milan. That is incredible venue.
Also, Pelle did the sound tech on your split, right?
Yeah. Pelle is the sound engineer of the split, the mix and the recording. And will be the recording guy of the next split. And bands. Sacro Fuoco, for sure, Noverte, Irma,
Dulur Gris,
Eucaristia.
Yeah. These are all bands we haven't interviewed, by the way, except for Noverte, so we have some material for the future, maybe.
Irma.
Do you know Sacro Fuoco and Irma, Rob?
I mean, it might be on the Italian playlist we made, the Itascrams playlist. But
yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce any of these fucking names, so I pretty much only know what they sound
the
like based on their album art cover.
Yeah.
So do I know this band? Likely. Do I have any idea if I know this band? I do not. Yeah,
okay,
it might
so
be on our
playlist. Dulur Gris is a new sludge core project born in this place. Crazy. Eucaristia is death rock, new wave, post-punk act from Buenos Aires and Brianza.
Crazy blend. So about Putpurana, you guys finished the split, you did a tour. What are you gonna do now? Do you feel like you want to reveal us something that we might not know yet, and give us any hints for your future, upcoming future this year, next year?
Okay, we are writing stuff, new stuff, for real. Maybe it won't be full length again. Maybe it's another split. And we have a split ready with Reverie, Italian screamo band from the legendary Forlì city. And we are going to play a bunch of shows until the end of the year, for sure. We have a show with Rescue Cat next week.
Yeah.
Purana Rescue Cat. Yes.
How do you feel about playing double sets? Are you good with double sets usually?
I want to do triple set. It will happen.
Do the Sandro Fest. You playing every single set and then doing a rap freestyle at the end and a DJ set.
Yeah.
We lose you?
But yeah, we will try to write more and more stuff to release a full length that is our guilty dream. But it will be hard.
It's very indulgent these days to think you can do a full length, considering how long it takes.
Yeah, it's impossible. It you know what? I will be grateful without consequences on the external world, like lives, for COVID number two to work on a new Purana album.
What if everybody just stays home and we abolish work so that Purana can write another full length?
Yeah. Everyone has to stop working, to stop doing whatever and just recording a new album.
Please. Rob.
Yes.
All right, so two last questions. What's been your favorite Screamo release of the year so far? And then if you have any last things to say, you know, shout outs, plugs, causes, anything you want to speak about at all, the floor is yours, the microphone's yours. And then we'll play the outro track on the audio podcast. And we'll call it a day, give it a wrap.
Okay. The first that pop in my mind are Frail Body album, Artificial Bouquet. One that I loved is the Massanera Quiet Fear split. I'm obsessed with Quiet Fear. I want them to come to Italy. Please, guys. Please, I'm stalking you. You already know, but that's it. And Ari, a screamo band from France. Sacro Fuoco album, Irma album. Every Screamo release is my favorite, probably.
Yes.
Everyone.
I think Sandro told already every record that came out this year. So yes, that's it. Plus, I don't know.
Ours.
The last one from Glassing was very awesome.
Nice.
Very enjoyable. And the last one from Riviera. Riviera album, it's awesome. I don't care if it's not Screamo. It's awesome.
Screamish.
And I'm hyped for the new Respire album. And State Falls.
And State Falls, yeah.
Obviously.
Yes, this is a good year from a Screamo perspective.
Crazy. Oh, yeah.
There's like, I think the last count I had was five fucking festivals. We got New Friends, we got California Kicks. I'm sorry, Mike, if I fuck this up. Dark Nights, Bright Days, or Bright Days, Dark Nights. I should know that.
Zagama Beach Fest.
Zagama Beach Fest. That's four. And
And then
then I just saw one the other day, with like somewhere in Cali, with like One Way Mirror and however you say that
oh.
Galaxium band or whatever the fuck with the G and the X in the name. Fuck. I
We're
literally
not
saw
very
their
tuned
name.
in with
Fuck.
the ones in America because we
You
cannot like
know,
drive there.
Alle Foglie Fest, best Screamo Fest in Italy with Life is Strage and the
You
Piume
should just come.
Pesanti.
Wait, there's a Screamo
No,
Fest in Italy, or are you just fucking with me?
there's three of
No, there are
them.
several.
Oh, okay.
No,
We
there's
are
four actually.
organizing.
There's
Sorry,
four?
Ricky. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just been one because there was a warm room first impact with you might know Algae Bloom, Boneflower was playing, Rodura perhaps, I don't know. So that one, and now in festival season there's gonna be Life is Strage in Vicenza with Stegosauro and a bunch of sports.
What?
Sport.
Sport.
And then is Piume Pesanti gonna be in Milan?
Bloom, yeah, Milan.
Yeah, Lombardia region. So yeah, there's several actually. And you should come to
But
one of
Alle
them.
Foglie, I want to say one last thing. Alle Foglie Fest, the first edition happened the end, no, September or October 2021, was probably the starting point of all of this, like the post-pandemic new scene. Everyone met there. And we
Yeah.
became friends with the new people there. And was an amazing starting point made by Collettivo La Défense, Mare Marcio, and Fresh Outbreak Records. Crazy Parma people, we love them. The biggest shout out for me is for these guys in Parma. Best moment of the year every time for me.
Yes.
Favorite screamo memory
I
of all
think.
time.
Yeah, probably every Alle Foglie is my best screamo memory.
Yes, I feel like to me like everything started that day, the first
Alle Foglie.
yes. We met Macca.
Macca.
We met Macca.
So, oh, are we gonna do the thing where they're like, this is Purana and you're listening to
Holy fuck, Vicky, thank you. I
Yeah.
haven't done a podcast in like a month and a half, which is I think the longest I've ever gone without doing a podcast, because in December we take a break because December's just fucking chaos. But it's usually only like 2 weeks and then we're pretty much back in January. Anyways, point being, I do want one of you to introduce the first song we're playing, and Vicky's gonna have to take it from there because I don't know what the fuck is the first song. Did you pick one?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we decided on blah, blah, blah.
We decided. I didn't even I did I just told you to pick.
Wait.
No, because
I like
it's
the collective
they
we.
sent me the audio files
Oh, I see.
already, and
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was, you can say this is Purpurana.
No, you gotta
No,
do the name.
what was
Like, hey, this
the
is.
okay,
Hey, this is
some.
whatever. Hey, this is whatever your name is, Sandrino. I'll use for an example since I can actually say your name half decently. So you'd be like, hey, this is Sandrino from Puparana. This song's called blah, blah, blah. And you're listening to Not Just a Phase.
Recisione is a song.
Yeah.
Vai, vai, leva la faccia.
You know, puts.
Ok.
Thank you.
Oh shit, we got a professional. First,
and you're watching Disney Channel.
Thank you, Sandrino. Save the day once again.
Lalo, but now I'm Lalo. And we say hi to our bandmates, Lalo and Pietro. Yes, Lalo is an hard worker.
And Pietro too.
Pietro too. Pietro is a luthier.
Yes.
A guitar builder.
No, dope. He makes guitars, or am I just lost in translation there?
Yeah. He's making guitars. Yeah. Our other guitarist.
That's very cool. Very cool. Cool, 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 cool. Guys, any last words before we play a song? Say ciao or adios or whatever.
Any last... shout out to Tenue.
Oh my god, yeah.
We love our Galician friends.
I already spoke about it. Okay.
All right, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for coming on to chat with us and listening to the podcast. I appreciate that. I'm always shocked that people do, so I do appreciate that.
It's the same. Whenever you do something, you are shocked that people are interested in. It's the day for
us. If it works, yeah.
Why?
Sorry, it took two times to make it work, but it did at the end.
Okay. Yeah, my month of May was super not fun, so I apologize for the rescheduling.
Oh, don't worry. Oh. Don't worry.
Don't. Yesterday, no. Yeah. No. Yesterday, 2 days ago, we listened to metalcore.
A lot of metalcore.
An embarrassing note to end on.
Yeah, it was a fun afternoon.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, guys. Thanks again so much. I appreciate you coming to chat. Eh?
Yeah, it was a pleasure, man. Grazie. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your work.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you, Rob. Thank you.
Fuck off. I'm ending this recording.